Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and B'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing up Simen Tuf Kuf Gimel, and also starting Tuf Kuf Dalet. We had finished off almost all of Sif Aleph yesterday in Tuf Kuf Gimel, and we're leaving off with the very last part with one Mishnah Berurah. We learned in yesterday's share that if you had already eaten lunch on the first day of Yontif, so then you're a lot more in a difficult predicament that you can't go and cook for that night. Albeit, we said the b'di'evit, if you cooked something and at least you tasted the kezayis, b'di'evit, that was okay. And we had said, this is a haroma, and b'di'evit, it might be okay. Mihu, the last thing that the Mechaber had said, im avra ubishla oshochato, if you did in fact do this, mutal yochlo, you're allowed to eat it. So b'di'evit, we said it's okay. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Gimel tells us that this last statement over here is going to be a machlokis on whether it goes on the haroma, like I just suggested, or it goes back to the beginning of the shir from yesterday, the beginning of the sif. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siv Katan Yud Gimel. He says, yesh ben achronim, and you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, this is the Ber Hagola, the Pri Chodesh, it seems to be the opinion of the Vilna Gaon as well. Yesh ben achronim, shemefarshei da'areish ha'sif koi. That this statement that if you ended up doing the bishul or the shechita, you'd be allowed to eat it. The hainu that goes on the beginning of the sif imavar v'mezid ubishul miyomtiv l'chaveru. That if you in fact cooked intentionally from the first day of yomtiv for the next day of yomtiv, so after the fact you're allowed to eat it. V'lo koi klal adisamich le demayir b'din haroma, and it doesn't go at all in this haroma that after lunch you cooked something and then you ate a kezayis of it or a little bit of it, so this way you could say it was for today even though you already ate it at lunch, because the shom efshar da'af b'di'evit aser, because this is actually according to this opinion it's only going on if you did it b'mezid, because the haroma is worse than b'mezid according to these achronim. And the Shaar HaTzion Os Chavav Chavetz Chaim says as b'feirish that the Pri Chodesh says b'hedja the Vederech Haroma Asr, that with Haroma it's worse than Mezid. The Haroma Chamirim Mezid, as the Mishnah Berurah says. Kilikam and Simon Tov Kuf Chav Zayin Siv Chav Dalas, we'll learn later on in Hilchos Yontif. Now, that's one way to learn this. The more standard way to learn this possibly is Avokam Achronim, and you can see this in Os Chav Zayin in the Shaar HaTzion. He brings us down the name of the Morgan of Rom, the Taz, the Yerab, and any others. The Asamich Le Kai, that it is in fact going on the Haroma situation. The Haroma Zu Kilu Lahatir B'Dievet, that in fact the Haroma is more lenient and easier to be makel on than in the Mezid case. Kim Shal Koponim, Ocham Yimene Ktsas B'Bojong, because the bottom line is you did eat a little of it that day, so technically you cooked and ate it that day, so technically it's okay. That concludes really yesterday's shiur. Now we go to Sif Beis. Memale Nachtom, a baker is allowed to fill up Chovish Shomayim, a barrel of water. Even though he doesn't need really more than a jug, but he's allowed to fill up the whole barrel with water, and then he can use the water on the next day of Yontif. Mishavur explains if Katan Yudalid wrote Salomar, V'hamosar, the excess water over here, Mechavin Shila Tzorech Laila, he's intending to use it the next day. Afilu Hachishari, this is still permissible, even though that's his intention. Why? Because Dechai Tircha, when he fills it up, doesn't make a difference how much he fills up. That's one Tircha, that's one motion, so to say. Because that's only if he does it in one fell swoop. He fills it up one time, he pours from a big container into this chavis, so he can pour as much as he wants. Below palm and rabos, but does it go again and again and again with different kalim, that wouldn't be allowed. Once he's filled up what he needs, he can't go and fill up anymore. Dear Shu, footnote number 15 discusses what about putting in on cholamoid extra clothing into the washing drying machine in order to go. That you have a hetter to use a little bit, so can you add ribui shurim? Can you go and add more in that situation? So normally, ain lechabis el arbo chamisha begodim kiachas. Normally, you only do four or five clothing that a cholamoid that you have a hetter to do for your little children. So he says, mikomakom mutal hachsnis lemuchona yosimizeh. Even though you only need really four or five, you can put in more. Tafilu b'kam upon, and you can even do this many times. Because this looks like one tircha over here. Even though here we're saying that filling it up with a container one time and then doing it again with another container another time is considered not one tircha. In regards to the washer dry, one can be mekel. Because there are poskim that are here mekel, so by the washer dry they're mekel as well. And he says the whole idea, Ribu Yishurim, in our situation is Eino Asur Elam Midrabbanan. It's only the Rabbanan. Kivin Sha'af Lefi Arishonim Shiribu Yishurim Asur Min HaTorah. Even though there is an opinion that says that Ribu Yishurim is Asur Min HaTorah, nevertheless, Ein Zeh Ela B'Melacha. That's only if you're actually doing a Melacha, but not when it comes to a Tircha. Everybody agrees if it's just a Tircha, it's not a Melacha, so then it's only an Issur Rabbanan, and one can be Mekel according to this opinion. Mishnah Berurah continues in Siv Katan Tesvav and says you can only fill it up Lekiton Echad. So he says, "Gam bazet tzarich lizar shlo yomar beferish." You wrote, "Say hamosar letzarich mocha." You shouldn't say specifically over here that the excess water you're going to use for the next day. However, ubidiyevet einasa bekach. If you did say it, it's still not going to be osir. Dimikom mokum chatir chahoya. Because essentially, it still was one action over here. You shouldn't have said, "I'm doing this extra, filling it up because I want water for the next day." But if you did that, you still would be allowed to use it. There's no penalty here that the rabbis instituted. Now the Ramah says, "Hagah." But you can't put it on the fire altogether. You can't do it piecemeal. If it's on the fire, you can't go and add more water to it. The tircha shel tzarchu, because that, he brings down from the Magid Mishnah, is an excessive work that has no purpose. Not for that yontif, it's for the next day, and therefore it's not allowed. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Tes Zayin, the lo domi lebasar. This is different than basar. Water is different than basar. Then we said in regards to basar shekastavnu b'sif echodin yesterday, we said the mutr af lahosif achakach, even when it's on the fire, you can add more meat because each piece is going to be mishabeach, it's going to improve the other pieces that are there. The hosam hausofa mashbiach b'hatavshil. So adding on a second piece, even if you're not going to eat it, you know it's for the next day, but it's going to make the first piece better that you are eating on yontif, and therefore it's allowed. As opposed to the water, mashen kain hocha ein hamayim mashbichin mekach. The water is not making the other water any better. Therefore, you're not allowed to do it. Vim osa kain kidei shelo tibaka kedera. But if there's only a little bit of water in the kedera and it's going to tend to break in the fire if you don't fill it up with water. We have something sometimes like this. If you have an urn, and if the urn has no water in it, it's going to burn the coil, and it's going to ruin the urn. So then, shari, then you are allowed to go and add more water, because then, the harizel, it's roch yantif. You want to have hot water on yantif, and you ruin the urn, it's not going to work. If you ruin the pot, it's not going to work. So therefore, you're allowed to do this even on yantif. The issue, footnote number 16 brings down, the af im tzorich lahosif mayim chamim l'kdeira, even if you have to add hot water to the k'deira, the tzorich chitzas tinok, to go and wash a child. So we already learned previously, she'osu lahosif le'achar shehem yidis ha'k'deira agabiyesh. Now let it add to that if it's already on the fire. The issue foot number 17 brings down, ul'inyin hotzoas chafetzim irishus l'rishus k'deish lo yifsidu, moving something from one place to another place in order that there shouldn't be a loss. So we've already learned in Simon Tov Kuf Yud Ches, shim ein tzorech behem l'yantiv, if there's no need for it on yantiv, yesh poskim sh'osu l'taltlem, you're not allowed to go and do it, v'chein nochon l'inog, and that's the proper way that one should conduct oneself. So to over here, in this situation, there is a tzorech yantiv, so therefore you're allowed to do it over here, but not in other situations. That concludes Simen Tov Kuf Gimel, and we begin Tov Kuf Dalet, which deals with the din of hatvolin, spices on Yontif. And the Mechaber begins Sif Alef. Dochin es hatvolin kidarkon. A person is allowed to grind up spices in the normal manner that he would do it on a weekday. He's allowed to do it on Yontif, because the reasoning is, shim yoduch oso mibo jom, because if he did it yesterday, this is not a preparation that you can do before Yontif, because Yofik Taiman, their taste will be much less sharp. And you're putting in the spices here because you want a nice sharp taste. And it's going to get dull if it lasts outside without being freshly chopped, without being freshly ground. So therefore, Yofik Taiman, the taste won't be as good. And what the rule is, you're only required to do things before Yontif if it doesn't ruin the taste. Here, the taste won't be as good, so you can even grind this up on Yontif. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Aleph, Rotsu Lomai, the Mechaber is telling us that the Mechaber means af de tchino lekuliyam osam yontif. You're not allowed to grind on yontif. Everybody agrees to that. As we learned already, Kutel and Simon Top Tzadi Hei Siv Beis. Well, the Kama Poskim, Yesh Vazei Yisra Torah, there's even an Yisra Daraisa. Even though, af shekavan asol etzorach ochon nefesh b'osam yom, even though you're not doing any haramas over here, you really want to eat it on this day. Nevertheless, grinding is not allowed to be done, but mikol mokum dichas tvolin mutter. But spices are allowed to be ground. And certainly, kosher cane, certainly shum, garlic, or butzel, onions, v'shachlayim, uchidome, and cress, and things like that, which will definitely be ruined. They won't be as tasty or as spicy if you do them the day before, so you're certainly allowed to do them on yontif itself. The issue footnote number one tells us, the reasoning is, shemeleches tchino, meleches avoda rabahi. Normally, grinding is something you do a lot. You don't just grind a little bit. And therefore, lo yitira Torah melech hazocha nefesh ela b'dvarim shaderech lasosim avur oswayom. Therefore, you don't allow grinding for something that's normally done for many days. But here, the spices, people didn't do spices now for next week because they would get ruined. They wouldn't be so sharp. And therefore, spices is different than regular grinding where you would do a lot for a long period of time because it would last. Here, it won't last. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis tells us that you're allowed to do it without any sort of a shino. You can do it kidarkan. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, you can do it through the regular mortar and pestle in the regular way that you grind up stuff, perfectly permissible. Just like you do it on a weekday without any change. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel says, because if you did it on the weekday before Yontif, it's not going to last. Rotsu Lomar. Even though, you know, let's say Erev Yontif, Tuesday afternoon, Yontif is Tuesday night, you know you're going to need this spice on Wednesday morning. So you have time and you could do it on Tuesday afternoon, you're not mechayiv to, because it won't be as good. We don't say in this situation, well, you should have done it yesterday, because if you go and grind it yesterday, it won't be sharp for today. Yofik, taimon, sivkot, and dalid, or pilpul and v'chardol, peppers and mustard, v'chlal tivolenheim, they also included in this category of spices that would not be as good if you did it the day before. V'gam ki mifigin taimon, kishishon, harbe ketushin. And if they're a long time ground up, so they're not going to be as tasty, as sharp, and therefore you're allowed to do them on yontif. Mechaber continues and he says, however, avol salt, avol melach, eino nidoch b'yontif. Salt you can't go grind up on yontif, unless you do it with some sort of a shinoi. El emkein hito hamachteshes. You tilt the grinding tool, oshiyoduch bekara, or you go and chop it up in a plate instead of in the normal way. Uchayotzibo kidei shishana. Or you do any sort of a shinoi, then it's allowed. But otherwise, the salt can be done before yontif without causing any loss in taste. And therefore, you should have done it before yontif. If you didn't do it before yontif, you're only allowed to do it on yontif with a shinoi. Because as I just pointed out, the Mechaber tells us that if you did go and grind it up before Yontif, it will be just as tasty. It won't lose its sharpness by being ground then. Therefore, you're not allowed to grind it in the regular way on Yontif, but the rabbis let you do it with a shinoi. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hay, you can go in Melach Gasa. You're talking here about the salt that they had, that they quarried from the ground in large pieces. Shetzor, Ketisha, that needs to be ground up. And it's Bar Leel Simen Shin Chafalov Sivches. We learned this already in Hilchos Shabbos. The Isser Ketisha b'melach, that the Isser involved in chopping up salt, Eino Ela b'melach Yam, She Gasa Mitchilosa. It's only in salt water that's quarried from the oceans, where it starts off in a very large piece. As opposed to Masha Enke Melach Shekorin Salines, or something like that. I'm not sure the foreign language word over here, but it sounds like saline, which means salty, as opposed to our regular salt. Shinasa Dak Mitichlosu. It doesn't need chopping up. It starts off very small. Only the Acher Kach Nisbachel, when you cook it, and then you make it into big pieces. So Ein Bo Issa Ketisha Menadin. It doesn't have any Issa Daraisa of chopping it up. Rap Neymar Zayin, and only because it looks like you're chopping up something, Yesh Machmir is there. There are those that say you shouldn't do this. But technically, it's not an Issa Daraisa. The issue footnote number two says that sugar has the same halachic status as the salt. Then the Mishnah Berurah said, Sivkot and Vav, Eino nidoch b'yontif, you're not allowed to go chop it on yontif, the ima'ora of hamelach imatavlin. What happens, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have salt and other spices mixed together, can you chop those? So it's doch kedarko v'nechoshes. Then you are allowed to chop it up, you don't have to be concerned. Why? Oh, they know tereach, ba, b'fneatzma. You're not doing this for the salt, you're doing it for the other spices, and the salt there doesn't make it any more difficult, and therefore you can chop it up. But if you didn't, you have to do it with a shinoi, sivkot and zayin, uchayotzi ba. Any way you do with the shinoi is fine. For example, to use a wood chopper instead of using the regular metal chopper or whatever material it was made of. The issue foot number four adds, and he says, L'chatchila, lahamtin v'loduch es ha-melech ayde shinoi b'yontif. Are you allowed to go, l'chatchila, and wait till yontif to go chop it up? You had time, erev yontif, and should chop up the salt. Then he said, no, I'll wait till yontif and I'll do it with the shinoi. Is that allowed? So he brings down from Simon Tov Tzadi Hei in the Shaar Tzion over there that the Mogen Avraham says, Hitir, you're allowed to go and wait, delay doing Erev Yontif, and go chop it with a Shinoi on Yontif. Not a problem. However, the Bid Deyesha, Pik Pik Advarav, the Bid Deyesha disagrees with the Mogen Avraham and says you shouldn't. The Mishnah Berurah said over there, Shem Ein Shals Biyado Loduch Hazemelch V'Yontov. Certainly, if you don't have time to do it Erev Yontif, certainly Efshol Lismoch HaMatirin L'Chatchil Loduch Hazemelch V'Yontif B'Shinoy. You certainly can rely upon the Mogin Avram and others that you can do with the Shinoy Yontif. V'Afim Yodeh Shiyitzrech Hazemelch V'Yontov. And even if you knew you needed salt on Yontif, U'Parsha B'Kach, and he was negligent. Shalo Dachos Olifnei Achag, and he didn't do it before the Yontif. He had time, he just was negligent. But the Yavid, nevertheless, he still allowed him to do with the Shinu Yontif. According to the Ma'aril and the Oz Zeruah that are brought down by the Darki Moshe, they hold Shemeleches Ochel Nefesh B'Dover She'enu Mefig is Tamo, something that won't ruin its taste. Im Osim Osobi Yom Tov Mibojom. If you did it before Yontif, it won't ruin its taste. According to them, also Lasosobi Yontif, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif, even with the Shinoi. So the Bir Halacha writes, Shiyatochin Shatam Shekilu Chacham Melech. So why would the rabbis make and salt according to these poskim? Because there's no other choice. If we don't let you do the salt, if we can't see you, then people didn't eat stuff without salt. It's true today, true then. People like salt. And therefore, if we didn't let you use salt, so then it's going to really ruin your Simchas Yontif. You won't have anything to eat if it doesn't have salt. And therefore, Bidiyevah, they allowed you to do this with salt, whereas they might not have allowed you to do it with other things. Finally, the Mechaber says, you're not allowed to chop up the pilpilin, the peppers, not with the regular large mixing, chopping device, because that looks too much like a weekday. Instead, Ella, the Ramah says, use it in a regular, like mortar and pestle, like with all the other spices, not with a specialized implement that you would normally use for mustard and peppers. Mishbur explains in Siv Cotton Ches, Shim Shocha Kamel Vachule, Yesh Poskim, Shikosu Duhadim Bimine Tablim, Shein Mefigim Tam. The same thing would apply with Tablim that doesn't get ruined if you did it Erev Yontif. An example of this would be, he says, Kigon Karkom, which is known as Kikorin saffron. The Yodua Shein Mefig Tam. If you did it on Erev Yontif, it would still taste the same. And certainly in a situation where you know the day before you're cooking something that requires karkom, and then you certainly wouldn't be allowed to go chop it up without a shinoi, and you should certainly be concerned about this opinion. Finally, Sivkot and Test, the Mishabur says, if you use the regular larger implement for the mustard and the peppers, it's uvdin dechol, tfei, more than others. The yeshikasu, mishum dehevei, ayideze, tochein gomor. Others say, no, this is really going to fine grind it. The asub yontif lukuliyam, everybody agrees you can't really, really finely grind it. Ukadel and simon tatsad, we learned this already. Vafilu rotz lazo shinoi, and here, even with a shinoi, for example, kegon litchon, chodo, chodo, uchahaygada, to do one at a time, or something like that, nami asub rechaim, now use the regular millstone, the big grinding stone for the mustard and the peppers. Wadin litchon coffee. You're likewise not allowed to go and grind up the coffee beans, berechaim shalhen, with their specialized implement as well. Nami yosser. What should you do? Eliyichtos melachtesh. You should take one of these hand grinders, and that's the right way to do this. And he says he has a long arichus about this, ayin in the bir halacha, where he discusses this in much more detail. Sivkot yud, eladoch osam. You have to go chop them up over here in the regular utensil, a regular chopper. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, miu, tzorach lizor, shalo yodach osom, elamashet tzorach liyom zeh. Even though you're using it with a shinoi, you have to make sure you don't chop up more than you need for that day. Dafilu och liyontu sheni, nam yosef. And even to go and chop up for the next day, for yontu sheni, is not allowed. This is a very good stopping point. With this, we conclude today's shir.